Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Leo the Great, one of two popes who have officially received that title in the history of the Church. Saint Leo the Great was a stupendous, you might almost say, character. According to the few lasting records, he was a tiny little man, but with a stupendous ability to carry out the tasks that were assigned to him, with great faith in the promises of our Lord. Who am I? Who do you say that I am? It's a question that can be addressed to all of us, especially in difficult circumstances such as surrounded the pontificate in the 5th century of Saint Leo. For the second part of this reading that we didn't hear, this was the statement of our Lord concerning his suffering and crucifixion and resurrection. And St. Peter's reply, I'll never let that happen to you. Get behind me, Satan. There's a point, as it were, that is particularly one of the many points that are noteworthy in the life of Saint Leo, that when Rome was about to be sacked by the Huns, their leader was present, Saint Leo, practically by himself, without to negotiate with him. And he negotiated him back north, or to save the city of Rome. It's an indication that we should never lose confidence in the promises that our Lord made to Saint Peter, the fathers of the Council of Chalcedon, where the hypostatic union was correctly defined, one person, two natures, not as the Monophysites were saying, one person and one nature. The fathers of that council said, when we hear Leo speak, we listen to Leo speaking, we have a sensation we are listening to Saint Peter himself, repeating the truths of our Lord, the practical aspect of those truths. Who do you say that I am? If you believe that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, then you will not lose your faith in me because I will be crucified. Rather, you will find that all the things that I have promised will be realized. At the present time, so many think and told me as well, this is the end of the church, all the confusion that is succeeding at the present time, just whether it is greater or less, we do know in reference to those troubles, the turmoil that disturbed the church in the fifth century. But the important point is that our Lord is always faithful to his promises, precisely because he is the Son of the living God. And if we believe that that is indeed who he is, then we will have no difficulty believing that he will, despite the suffering on Calvary, he will indeed rise from the dead, and he will indeed save us. Dear brothers and sisters, let us constantly meditate upon these great truths, this great realization, St. Peter, that this is no ordinary man. This man is the Son of the living God. And he is the one who will guarantee, as it were, those stupendous promises given, especially that of the forgiveness of sins. How many of politicians have wanted to have such power over the consciences of men, but it was not given to them. Only the Son of the living God can confer on someone the power to forgive sin and to open the gates of heaven to those who desire salvation. So let us thank our dear Savior for his great gifts. Let us beg Saint Leo to strengthen our faith, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the Church, and that we shall indeed one day they enjoy the glories of the saints in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Misericordes oculos, a nos fructum ventris tuum.